This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Debbins On Demand. Hope you're having a great Friday. You can get all the quirky news, local updates, and randomness from my afternoon show on PXY right here on demand for you. Speaking of demand, there's been more demand for hot air balloon rides during the pandemic since it's a pretty COVID-safe activity. Have you taken one? I've never taken a hot air balloon ride. And to be honest, the idea of floating in the sky in what looks to be like a large wicker basket has never struck me as a great idea. That being said, I do kind of want to try it. Also, that would be probably the coolest way to show up anywhere, right? Could you imagine like going to a party when parties are actually a thing again? And like arriving in a hot air balloon, like forget Uber. You just like slowly descend into someone's backyard. Probably the coolest way you can ever show up anywhere. Remember Zoom bombing? By the way, remember how Zoom bombing was a thing like early on in the pandemic where people would crash someone else's Zoom, usually do something offensive? A new study found that in most cases it wasn't hackers like everyone thought it was. It was an inside job. Researchers found most of these Zoom bombers got an invitation from some member of the meeting or from someone posting about the meeting on social media, honestly trying to get someone to Zoom bomb. So if someone crashed your Zoom and like flashed everybody or something, very possible it was like your coworker's cousin. Somebody probably knew the flasher. Other COVID news, the UK, as we have all kind of seen, have had like one of the fastest vaccine rollouts in the world. I mean, they've had a lot of issues, you know, their case numbers have been crazy, right? But the vaccine rollout that they've had has actually been quite quick. And it might be because their health secretary is a huge fan of the movie Contagion. Apparently, he paid attention to the global competition for a vaccine in the movie and made sure to take steps so the UK would not would be, you know, out in front of terms of funding, getting the supply, and having a plan to distribute. He literally used that movie, Contagion, as like a template. Science fiction movies can be educational. There's something to be said for that. And weirdly, I wonder if there's any politicians or world leaders that are just thinking, okay, what other disasters could I be prepared for now? Are people watching like Independence Day just thinking, you know what? Let's prepare, you know, just in case. Just in case the aliens come. Why not watch Independence Day and brush up on what we should do? Do you think this means, I want your opinion on this, does this mean I have an innocent mind? I was shoveling snow yesterday that was like at the edge of my driveway. The snow plow just like tossed it there and I was shoveling it so I can actually get out. And I uncovered a spoon in the snow that was like hiding at the end of my driveway. And my first thought was, who was eating cereal outside? And I posted a picture of it online and the unanimous opinion of everyone that commented was, oh no, that was heroin. Someone was using that for nefarious purposes. I don't know. Let's have faith in people. I'd like to think that it wasn't someone doing drugs on my street. Very possibly, probably was. But, you know, I'm going to go on thinking that someone was eating Frosted Flakes in my driveway because I like that better. And you know what? Maybe it was soup. Chicken noodle, lobster bisque. Could have been a lot of things. Let's not just jump to the heroin conclusion, okay? Tomorrow is the day that most people abandon their New Year's resolutions by, according to a study, February 6th. So if you make it past tomorrow, you might actually stick with it. And at that point, if you drop out, that would feel worse, right? If you knew you made it like to this barrier, I don't know, I feel like you should just keep going, right? Go as far as you can go. And a random fact for you to start your weekend, the phrase close but no cigar comes from carnivals in the 1900s when they used to actually give out cigars as prizes for winning games. At the time, the games were targeted for adults, though, not at kids. So it's not like they were just like giving children cigars. Although back in the day, I feel like, who knows? I feel like that wouldn't be that crazy of a thing. Have an awesome weekend. Another Debbins on Demand for you Monday afternoon. Also, I'm on the air. You can catch me 3 to 8 on NetEPXY. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.